The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Greg Madison, CEO of Shield Therapeutics. STX is ticker there. Greg, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Justin, good morning, and thanks for the time.
Yeah, and you just released a fuller trading update, and the share price is reacting positively. So we'll talk about that in a bit. As always, Greg, for people maybe learning about the story or not familiar with the company, just give them a brief summary as to what Shield is all about, please.
Sure. Yeah, Shield Therapeutics, we're a AIM-listed company with a commercial product called Accrufer that we are promoting here in the U.S. It's also known as Feraccru outside of the U.S. And the great thing is we're a commercial stage company, fully FDA-approved product, and the area we're really focused on is treating iron deficiency, whether or not anemia, a very, very common and prevalent disease. In fact, in the U.S., there's about 20 million estimated people suffering from iron deficiency, whether or not anemia. And you know, our product, we do something that provides really nice effectiveness overall, both in terms of the efficacy, but also really good tolerability. And it's a very, very large market, very challenging market where these patients are plagued with a lot of different challenges related to currently available treatment. So we launched the drug about 18 months ago here in the U.S. We'll talk about what we announced in the trading update, but Shield is commercial stage, FDA approved product, a lot of promising and opportunity here, and something you should definitely be following in our progress.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you could give us an overview, then we'll go into your agreement with Viatris and then the outlook, hopefully, but give us a broad view of what's happened this year.
Yeah. So we just put out today our trading update, which basically, puts a close from an unaudited perspective, at least on 2022, and provided a number of updates. So, look, as I mentioned, we launched the drug back in the middle of 2021. There were a number of different challenges and things that we need to kind of change and fix, if you will. And then as we started 2022, our primary goal was to really expand awareness of our product, Accrufer, to physicians in the U.S., generate meaningful growth in prescriptions overall, establish payer coverage, and really ensure that patients were getting on the medicine as much as possible. And we checked all those boxes. So in the update, we commented that overall we had over 25,000 prescriptions generated last year for Accrufer, written by U.S. physicians here. That resulted in about $3.5 million of U.S. net revenues, which is a great starting point for us. You layer on top of that from an ex-US perspective, additional 1.3 million pounds from royalty revenues from our partners, both at Norgine and Europe, as well as some of our development partners. We get some upfronts and other milestones from our development partners as well. So really last year, we did a great, great job with a very, I'd say, small but resourceful team here in the US to grow prescriptions overall. We had just about 9,400 prescriptions here in the fourth quarter, which is about 27% growth quarter over quarter, which is excellent considering we had a very small team at that point of about 22 people out there overall. So very good progress. The other thing we noted in the update, and investors may be aware of this, but in December, we ended the year on a super, super positive note. One, we signed a collaborative sales agreement with Viatris, which dramatically increases the commercial footprint and opportunity here. And we'll talk about that in a minute. And the other thing we did was, we capitalized the company to get ourselves in a position where we can be now cash flow positive and generating cash by the end of 2024. We raised a total of $36.7 million in gross proceeds at the end of the year. So all missions accomplished. And as we ended the year with now a strong collaboration partner here in the U.S., companies financed, we should be able to get to cash flow positive by end of 24. 23 turns out to be a very, very, important year, but one that we are very, very optimistic about based on where we're into 22.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you say you started off with a small team doing very well, but this collaborative sales agreement with Viatris now expanding the team, bigger footprint there. So how is that going? How's that agreement going?
Yeah, it's great. It's great. And just to hit the details of that agreement, once again. So what that allows us to do is, take that 22-person contracted sales force that we had out there promoting Accrufer during the fourth quarter, and now, collectively between us and Viatris, We're going to have 100 salespeople out there promoting Accrufer to over 12,000 healthcare professionals here in the U.S. So just a magnitude scale difference. You know, the reps' territories are a lot smaller. We should be able to get a lot more frequency. So the efficiency we're going to gain on this is really, really important here. This is a super promotionally sensitive drug. So the more physicians we can reach, you know, both in terms of our sales force, but through other non Salesforce, you know, mechanisms here, the more we can reach them, the more often we can see them, you know, that really is what's going to drive this market. And this really sets us up very, very well. So I will say from a Viatris perspective, we are very, very impressed right now with the quality of people that we've come across and are starting to work with on a day-to-day basis. Just good, smart, intelligent people, but also believe in the product, believe in what we're trying to do out there, and are just really motivated. Secondly, the level of engagement and enthusiasm is excellent. I had the opportunity to go down and be in the first training class we did for the Viatris representatives a couple of weeks ago, and just the energy in that room, the engagement, the excitement, you know, people rolling up their sleeves and role playing. It was just really, really fun to kind of, you know, observe that and see that overall. And the last thing with Viatris is the level of alignment and collaboration is excellent, right? So very good collaboration. We're aligned on so many things that we need to do. The communication is excellent. So, you know, on every measure, you know, they're checking, you know, all those boxes. Obviously, you know, we both are committed to kind of turning this into results. But from a initial standpoint here, things are off to a really good start.
Yeah, and looking forward, you know, as much as you can with any accuracy, how's the outlook looking?
Yeah, 23 should be very promising. I mean, right now, we are in full mode of, you know, kind of scaling up our business. You know, and as we had noted to the investment community, we plan to be at our 50 sales representatives, and Viatris does as well, by the end of April this year. So we'll have all 100 reps that are hired, trained, and out in the field, call it by May 1st. We're really well on track with that. We had 16 of the 22 contract reps that we hired full-time into Shield as of January. We've got another batch of candidates, you know, probably about 17 or so that are already accepted offers. That'll be in a training class in March, and then the rest will come and get trained in April. So we're very much on track for scaling up our business. And with all that, you know, we have grand aspirations. I mean, this is a very large, you know, very untapped market overall. The ability for us to get in front of, you know, just tingle in my spine of just, you know, thinking about our 100 reps out there collectively calling on over 12,000 physicians, talking about Accrufer. You layer on top of that some of the other things we're working on with Viatris as far as the resources they can bring around, you know, direct to consumer, digital marketing, you know, some of the payer access, you know, pieces. Again, there's a lot of engagement going across the board. So, you know, with all that, we have grand, very good aspirations for where we can get to in 23. And, you know, based on those numbers in 23, we again believe we can get to cash flow positive by the year end 2024. So very, very excited about this year. It's just a game changer for us here, potentially, of what we can do. And I think internally, we're all very, very excited to, you know, actually get this product launched in the way that I think we always envisioned it could. You know, we did a good job with small team, limited resources. Now we're really ready to step up.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Okay. If people are listening right now, like the sound of this progress, Greg, but are not yet following the story, just give them three bullet point reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add Shield to their watch list, please.
Yeah, a clear market, large market with a need, right? You know, the tolerability issues that these patients run into from, you know, other irons are significant. So they are seeking and looking for an effective and tolerable oral iron. So we think we've got, you know, a really interesting market here. And importantly, we have a product with that we think fills the need that both patients and physicians are looking for. As Shield, we have this exciting agreement we just inked with Viatris. So, you know, talk about, you know, expanding our commercial presence, all dedicated to promote Accrufer. Every one of those 100 sales reps only has Accrufer as part of their product portfolio. They have no other product. So this gets 100% of our attention. So you can imagine what that can mean for us overall. And then lastly, we've got a company here that executed a very positive financing at the end of last year. You know, combination of upfront, you know, equity raise and extension of our convertible debt deal. We're fully financed, we're capitalized, you know, and if we execute the way we envision we'll be cash flow positive by the end of 2024. So a lot of things moving in the right direction for us, Justin.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Greg, thanks for that. And like I say, lots of things going on. So no doubt we'll be catching up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.